Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Are you feeling a bit animated? Well, come on over to the Wicked Anime Podcast on the Nerdy Show Network, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to animation, Japanese culture, and all things anime. With a true industry perspective, we're always diving deeper than school uniforms and tentacle monsters. Join us on the Wicked Anime Podcast, nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. It's Wicked A!
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com. All right, we're here.
Yo!
Okay, welcome to Leyliners Part 6, an episodic actual play campaign based on the artifact system that we are actively creating in our game design podcast, RPG From Scratch. So, this is the sixth part, and I realized that I haven't given you momentum for two episodes. I've given you momentum on the spot, but not for completing tasks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we killed a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, that,
people
yeah.
died.
No matter the good or the bad, we've been impactful.
Yes.
Yeah. Galen walked up all the steps.
It's true.
We saved the city.
Yes, that's what we did.
And the teapots.
So yeah. for starting, on Max's point, a very effective riot, the group of you get three momentum.
Yeah.
Every one of us?
Everyone. And for successfully completing the fight at the embassy, you get three momentum.
Everyone?
Everyone.
Another three.
That's six.
You're such a wizard.
I'm the wizard. He's the doctor professor.
And for climbing effectively, quickly out of the embassy without screwing anything up, surprisingly, yeah, you everybody involved gets two momentum.
Is that Galen?
No, it is not Galen.
You were like spirited away at the time.
That's fine. I got two chat momentum, which is more than what you guys have.
That's true. I have zero chat momentum.
Touché.
Zero.
So, and
what are you going to do when you get to 30?
The fight in front of the shop. Esmond, Nesbitt, and Kelton each get two momentum. And for Obed making the bomb ass heroic run across the entire city, three momentum.
Sweet. Yeah.
Last time you played, at the scene of a murder, you noticed that Galen was not with you.
A murder we didn't commit.
Correct.
Oddly enough.
I mean, you were at scenes of multiple murders pre and post this. This was a murder you didn't commit, so it was odd.
It was rare.
Very unusual for
yes.
us.
Yeah. You rolled the bodies, which is usual. Escaped the embassy without notice, and you made it back to Paz's shop, Paz Tents. Some fire started coming through the walls. You helped her put him out while Obed was sent on a mission by Paz to go to Dalnet and deliver a coded message. You got back to your own shop. Obed was still with Dalnet and found that Sido was not home. A great horn blew from Dalnet, and that's where we left you guys.
I think it's only murder if you feel bad about it afterwards, right?
We haven't made our own Hammurabi's code yet, like, so I don't really.
I don't feel like Kelton's a murderer.
He's never murdered anyone. Kelton is a murderer,
but he does it for science.
He's a scientist now,
a doctor, professor.
Cool motive, still murder.
Good job.
You guys now are in the driver's seat. I don't know where you're going to go or what you're going to do. So we're going to have to play this one by ear while you deal with a riot.
It's still fucking happening. Man, maybe we shouldn't have started a riot.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is a dynamic adventure.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, no, that was absolutely absurd of me to say.
I take it back.
Yeah.
Now, you should know that the horn blast that you heard does mean that the city guard is going on full mobilization. Like, it's the same horn you would hear if there was an invasion happening.
Oh.
Does that mean everyone should probably go home?
Yes.
I have to go find someone.
Yeah.
It is very important.
Who? Esmond. Where the fuck is your daughter?
I don't know.
Would she be?
She's murdering someone. Come on.
I mean,
does that mean she feels bad about
that's
it?
True.
Plus one.
All right. Where would she riot? Where would a teenager riot? Like
Hot Topic.
I know where I would riot, but where would she? Okay. Is there a Hot Topic district?
She'd really make that place live up to its name.
That's a good one.
Maybe a tattoo shop by an embassy somewhere?
Damn it, we were just there.
We're not backtracking. We're not doing it. I almost feel like we should just go outside and then see if anything's on fire and then go there.
On the one hand, yes, but on the other hand, I feel like a lot's on fire lately.
That's, you're right.
Yeah.
We're looking for a fire in a fire stack.
All right.
That old proverb.
That old chestnut, yeah, it's important.
What if we yell her name loud?
Give it a shot.
Stenno!
I don't think it worked.
No, but you try.
Stenno!
Stenno!
Yes?
I heard her.
Plus one.
Is that actually our priority at this point?
That is my priority, yes.
Fuck. Yeah, I figured you'd say that. All right.
Hey, I'm not making you go with me.
Yeah.
You know what? What if we went to look for her and looted, like, on the way?
Oh, is that our secondary priority, is the looting?
Do you not want to loot?
Two birds, one stone.
We gotta find the bird.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's go right. Get our bird.
Let's cut away from you guys. We'll go to Obed with Delnet. She just blew the horn blast. And she tells you to come with her. You see that she's starting to give orders to other people. They're going to spread through the city. You see that a lot of the city's defensive boats, which are currently at dock, are starting to empty and everybody's running into the town. She turns to you and she pulls you aside. Where are they right now?
You have to be a little more specific, I guess. There's the guards, you just sent them all over the place.
No, your friends, where are they?
Friends, I think, still might not necessarily define the people I think you're talking
she
about.
Squeezes. She squeezes your lapel and twists it, and she goes, don't fuck with me.
Last I saw them, they were still at Paz Tents.
Okay, that's good enough.
Putting out both literal and figurative fires.
Okay. She turns around, snaps her fingers, and what looks like a page comes by and brings her a piece of paper, and she starts writing down on it, hands it back to you. Get that back to them any way you can.
Yeah, all right. This job's not worth another 11.5 a year. Yeah, I guess. I don't know that you guys have left, and I don't even know if I know where your place of employment is if I wanted to, so the only place I could go back is to Paz's. So.
You wouldn't know where they work?
Yeah, you probably would.
We're famous.
You also,
you know,
oh,
you Stitto. Have a student.
I have a relationship with Stitto, yeah. I think I've walked her back before.
Yeah, you
that,
dropped
that
her
conversation
off before.
Actually happened, yeah. Okay, anything else?
Oh, yes. Hang on. She's wearing a sash that are the colors of the city. We'll say they're white and gold. And she just takes it off and puts it on you. She goes, they'll leave you alone.
Nice.
Everyone? This is great.
Well, no, just... Plus one.
What the fuck?
So I take off.
All right, you take off running, and it's a symbol of the, you know, the guard, obviously. So
yeah.
They're going to leave you alone, but they're still rioters. I mean, you're going to probably make a couple checks here. So let's just do two. You have to beat 10 because the rioters are less focused on violence now and probably just looking to duck guards, except for the ones in the middle of it. So let's do one check at 10 and the next one at 12.
Okay, so the first one would be with dexterity be 17.
All right, pass. Next one's 12 difficulty.
15 without any bonuses. So.
Cool. All right. So yeah. You're zooming through, you're ducking around it, and you see that people start to see the wave of town guards coming at them. And on your way past a big group of them, leading one of the charges is Rogar the Scarmaker. And he kind of turns a side eye to you because he sees the sash and he knows it's down nets. And he's like, what?
I hold the end of it and just kind of wave it at him as I go by.
You're gone so fast.
We have got to stop taunting that guy.
Yeah, it almost feels like it's a setup for a payoff that's coming.
When we kill him.
That would be real
murder.
Sad.
I mean,
because we would feel bad.
Would you?
I think I might.
Hmm. Would he taste good? I don't know. That would affect my opinion.
To be fair, he's only ever arrested you. Mm-hmm. Like, you've had no other interaction.
That's true. Yeah.
Has he ever arrested Gaylene?
I doubt it.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. I think Gaylene...
He probably comes in for a reading.
Gaylene probably commits what she thinks are crimes, but are just low-level rudeness.
I'm a criminal mastermind.
She commits heinous
never
crimes.
Caught me.
And she commits heinous crimes on complete accident.
She cooks her own snacks, leaves them out for the homeless, and then goes and steals them.
Wow, don't read her like that.
Now we'll cut back to the three of you guys. You've left the shop. You're out looking for Stiddo. Where do you start?
I don't even know.
What does she like to do?
Set things on fire, so this is kind of like a worst case scenario situation.
She doesn't like studying.
She's burning down the school, I bet.
Was she Alice Shit. Cooper?
Poor Obi.
School's out forever.
Yeah, is there a special place I take her for a treat?
For a treat. Interesting.
She would do well, I would take her for a treat, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's always the Shell Swine place, but I think if she's a kid.
Yes, yeah, something sweet.
She doesn't have a crush on the proprietor like you guys do.
Oh, Barb. And your big fat termite ass.
She can eat that wood, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Plus one to both.
Fuck.
Okay. Let's say that she likes to eat...
chocolate-covered grubs?
So Gaylene likes snacks.
Mm-hmm.
What are her favorite?
Well, her go-to when she's on an adventure are Nutri-Grain bars.
Right.
But most of the time...
Anything not brand specific?
Yeah. Most of the time, she likes things that are on a stick. So...
That's why she's so good at readings.
Yes. Shit. but yeah, she likes things that you eat like on a stick.
Okay. So let's say that there are some land-based squids.
Ooh.
You eat on a stick.
Okay.
Mm.
Maybe they're called something with dirt. What do you think? Chat, come up with a name for the land-based squid that flops around, that people eat.
And that sounds plausible. That sounds like a good teenage bird snack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a little savory.
They're cool ranch flavors.
All right. Yeah. So you know that you've got a place like that. It's 3 blocks to the west.
All right. We're going there.
Is that inland?
It is inland, but so if we think of west from where your shop is, west is lateral to the shore. It's parallel.
Got it. Okay.
Now we'll cut back to Obed. You're zooming past. You're dodging left, dodging right, taking your little back road alleys. You make it down to Paz's tents. You're out of breath. The shop's obviously closed. How do you proceed?
I'll knock frantically on the front door first to see if she answers.
Okay. You knock on the door and you just hear inside like, shop's closed!
Is that window still open?
You can go check.
Yeah, I'll go check. I'll go to the back alley or whatever it was where the exit was and look for the...
It is open.
Is it something I can reach?
You can reach it probably. There's some crates.
Okay.
You can move some crates around, get up in there. So as you move some crates...
I think sneaking back into the bathroom is actually more humiliating than climbing out.
Oh, yeah. Because when you get your head in that window, you know that it has recently been used.
Oh, man.
It is foul in there.
Oh, man.
Because she eats like once a month, like alligators eat. So when the back end of that comes out, it's rough.
Plus, she's been under a lot of stress.
Mm. It's true. She gets a nervous stomach.
I quickly leave the restroom.
Yeah, so you get in there, you leave the restroom, and you see her scrubbing the ash off of things. Like, things have been blackened by fire, and she's trying to restore them, and she just kind of, like, turns and catches sight of me and goes, oh, God, you gave me a fright. You did me a concern.
Oh, yeah. Sit down. The guys, here. And I hand her the...
Oh, no, they went back to the their shop there. They were worried about a little bird girl.
Oh, of course they did. Here, you read this. See if it's for you.
This from down there?
It's from a... And I wink. Mutual friend. I wink, wink. I say wink, wink, nudge, nudge, because that's what I learned from...
Yeah. Well, they didn't sign it, and I don't think Jerry writes like this.
I don't know who Jerry is.
Okay. All the better, then. She reads it, and she goes, okay, things about to get real hairy. Well, I guess you got to tell your friends this. Downnet is worried that mobilizing the guard like this is going to speed up the Larsons, if they're going to make their move, they're going to do it. We're going to be stretched real thin. A lot of people about to get arrested, and then they need people to guard them, and then we end up have trials and shit like that. So, yeah, she wants you to kind of speed up what you're doing. Maybe get outside the city, see if you can find them.
Okay.
But, I mean, we're talking, like, over the next week.
Yeah. Yeah, that, things are looking a little stressful. Man, why did I agree to do this with these guys?
Well, you're in too deep now, honey. She hands you back the letter.
Front door, okay? Can I go to the front?
Oh, yeah. Just if that guy's out there again, just tell him to fuck off.
Yeah, I didn't see anyone. He's probably dead or arrested.
God willing. All right, let's cut back to the three guys' chat. Do we have a name for this squid snack?
Miss Ginky Art said flompers, and then Big Bad Shadow Man said slappers, which we all agreed was really great.
I like flompers and slappers.
I like them both.
I think
both.
There's two kinds.
Slompers?
Yeah.
One maybe of like them, a food
grilled
truck
versus
call.
Fried.
Ooh, no, that's... one of them's pink and the other one's like green.
What if it's, like you're saying, how they're cooked, like if it's fried, it's a flomper, but if it's not fried, it's like... looser, so it's a slapper.
Ooh, yeah.
It's sous vide. Yeah, it's cooked.
I feel that.
Sous vide.
Yeah. Or like a ceviche.
Right. So what does Gaylene prefer?
Flompers.
Write that down. It may come up. And you make your way to the flompers and slappers.
Did you write floppers in your hit point box?
I didn't know where else to write it.
Hit points. How many flompers are you in?
34.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a good amount. All right, so you get to the flomper stand. It's not known for its slappers,
mm-hmm.
but they do serve them. When you get there, you see Gaylene waiting in line, holding hands with Stitto.
Oh, shit. Aww.
Well, you know, you gotta wait in line, and then you give the guy some money, and sometimes he gives you some good stuff, and sometimes he gives you some not good stuff. And when he gives you the not good stuff, you throw it back at him until he gives you the good stuff. You know, little kid, yeah?
I was about to be mad because I run a business, so I know how exchanging currency works. But the rest, it seems like solid adult tips. I do. That is something I need to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Stitto!
Oh, God!
She turns around, she goes, okay. Don't be mad.
Did you do this?
What? No, it's other people can set fires. It's not. Oh, it's not always going to be me.
Oh, so you're blaming us,
baby bird? Do you know the doctor professor?
Hold on. Did you guys do this?
Absolutely not. 100% not off. 90% not off fault.
You see her head because she's a pigeon. Yeah. Tilt kind of side to side.
Okay.
And she looks at Esmond. You didn't do this.
The fire specifically, no.
Oh, God.
When life gives you lemons.
You make a riot, yeah.
Like, we didn't start the riot, but we used it.
I was so worried about you guys.
We're fine.
We're usually fine.
We're fine.
Well, last time you got arrested.
Yeah.
And we were fine.
Yeah. You're grounded.
You're not. It's fine.
Are you sure she's not grounded?
Bird? Yes.
I mean, she went outside when there's a fucking riot.
There's not a riot when I went outside.
Were you really hungry?
No. Not that I am now.
Okay, that's fine then. Can we cut in line behind you?
I mean, it's not up to me.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be fine with it.
Okay, you figure. You're the boss, I guess.
I'm not hungry, actually, honestly.
No butts, no cuts, no lizard man guts.
That's really offensive.
I don't know if you guys say alligator or not.
They can say alligator, you can't.
Yeah, that's our word.
I have noticed that we pretty frequently refer to the races by the animal equivalent rather than the actual animal. Are we just constantly dropping racial slurs?
Yeah. I don't know, because I think... there's just so many people like affected to one area. I don't know.
So like every time Gaylene calls Nesbitt Weasel Man, yeah. Is that just like
It's just hateful. That's how I've always seen it.
Is it hateful if it's not supposed to be hateful?
Yes. Well, apparently it's only hateful if you feel guilty about it.
Gaylene does not feel guilty
then
about
it. Then it's fine.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think Gaylene has never felt guilt in her life.
Exactly. The fact that she's a sociopath shouldn't enter into this.
She is not.
If she never feels guilty, yeah, she 100%
she is. She is not. She is an angel, and she helped find Baby Bird, and she was getting her some flompers.
Completely incidental.
Look, sociopaths can look after children,
read
too.
She read the cards. The stars, the sky, the dirt. She read it. Baby Bird is with her now.
She's got a point.
Baby Bird wasn't with y'all.
Didn't yeah, you have like one job? We were doing messed up stuff. Where did you go, by the way? Why did you leave us to our own devices at the murder scene? Actually, I shouldn't be saying this aloud.
The people who you just cut in line are like, oh, of course.
But not enough to leave. Just be like, yeah. They would.
Well, they need the flompers.
Yeah, they're good.
We've waited this long. We're not leaving.
You hear them having that argument, and then one of them is like, yeah, I mean, the slappers aren't great, but the flompers here are.
Do flompers, they're fried. Do they have like a special sauce? Like a special dipping sauce.
Yes.
Yes, it's for a sure. Duck sauce.
Okay. Duck sauce is not made of duck. You know that, right?
I know.
Okay. Is it made what of apricots?
Only Americans use duck sauce.
Thank
There's
you.
A chili paste. CKY right. I like to dip the little wontons in it.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
So what is the flomper sauce called?
Chat, what's the flomper sauce called?
This is really important.
Also, like you know that they, I mean, maybe Gaylene forgets things, but like you helped escort Ditto with them back to the city.
Yeah.
You know her name.
Baby Bird.
She doesn't know our names.
We were all together when we found her in a cave.
She's never referred to any of you by your names.
The closest was me as Obi.
Yeah. Obi. My intern.
I wonder if she regards interns the way that the rest of the world does, as just slaves.
Why are you guys all about reading Gaylene tonight? Let her live. She's in line. She's up next. And does she need to
know? Oh, she's
know?
Up next?
Yes.
So then we're behind
that. What kind of sauce is Gaylene asking for extra of?
Miss Ginky Art said mud, but it's not actually mud, but the squid are found in dirt, so they call the sauce mud.
Oh, nice. Plus one chat momentum.
Yes.
Yeah, floppers and mud.
Hey, that's my job.
Yeah, I don't think you actually have that authority.
That's true. Yeah. This is a recommendation from the GM.
I would like to give her a chaos point, in fact.
Oh, are there chat chaos points?
Oh, shit.
We don't have the authority.
It's true.
Yeah, the chat can give Jaden chaos points.
Oh, God.
Which just allows her to turn the chat on and off if she needs to.
Or to do polls.
Oh, no.
All right, so floppers and mud.
Yeah. And Gaylene is, like, ready to order. She looks at Stitto. Oh, yeah, little bird, do you want floppers with mud or extra mud?
I'll take extra mud. I didn't know that they let you do that. I thought you have to pay extra.
And she, like, wonks. I know a guy, yeah. I did a reading for him, yeah. Told him good fortune about his business, yeah. He's not doing so well with them slappers, but I told him to stick with the flompers, and now look at this line.
Did you tell him a riot was going to increase his business?
But you still have to throw the flompers at him if they're not good?
If they're not good, but why would he ever do that to me? I gave him a good reading.
Well, that's a good point, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm. So Gaylene orders 2 flompers extra mud.
Okay, and the proprietor gives you 2 flompers, and she's got her flomper on a stick, and Stitto bites into it. She's like, gosh, these flompers are just the Tiktani's knees.
I would like slappers, please.
Oh, finally!
Yeah, this yes. guy makes the best slappers.
I know, that's what I would say. It makes you, how many slappers?
6.
You got it, buddy.
These guys are going to love them.
Okay, I haven't made slappers in a while, so you're going to have to pull up to the yellow line and...
yeah, man.
Wait, I'll come by your window.
Cool. I love slappers. I like the way they wriggle down your throat.
Do slappers have their own sauce?
No.
They're just blood. Blood.
Mud and blood?
Yeah.
Okay.
They make their
Bloody
own
browns.
Sauce. Bloody browns.
You get your flompers, your slappers. You asked where Gaylene was.
Yeah, where were you?
When?
In between the last time we saw you and the current time we're seeing you.
Mid-riot.
I was going up the stairs, yeah. Looking for them octo dogs, yeah, that I was promised. and I just kept going in line. And then I got to the top of the line. Yeah, there was a door, and no one was selling Octo Dogs. So sorry. It's really hard to do this voice. So I turned around, yeah, and everyone was sleeping on the stairwell, yeah, not waking up, yeah. So I looked through their pockets, yeah, and they had enough money for these flompers. So I said, this is a good sign, yeah? And then I made my way through. Everyone was, you know, doing a jig. There was some fire and stuff. And then I ran into Baby Bird here, and she said she also wanted some flompers, yeah? Because she was lost, yeah? She couldn't find her dad. Her dad just abandoned her, yeah? And so here I am, and I'm not calling Child Protective Services, yeah?
You see Stitto look at the three of you like...
She's always like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we were just about to go to my boat, yeah, and I was going to do a reading, yeah, a card reading, yeah, for the baby bird.
Great, great. Okay. Thank you, but we can skip that pot.
Yeah, I don't know if the waterfront is where anyone needs to be right now.
But my boat is on the water, yeah, and there's a fire here, yeah?
There's also, like, riders in between there and here.
But the slappers still get made.
Well, I went to the game, and
you went to the fucking.
It was great, right?
It was, yeah. No, it was up until you know the thing. It was, yeah. It was really good.
That was the best part.
That wasn't the best pot.
But what was the best part?
What was the best part?
The riot afterwards was pretty great.
Yeah, pretty much everything leading up to that, and then everything subsequent to that was interesting in its own way.
Best game of Smithy I've ever seen.
One for the ages.
It's one of the only ones I've ever seen. You guys didn't take me to the other ones.
Your dad should do that.
Have you heard of... You haven't found...
Lizard
maybe
Man.
Maybe a day.
The riot's not the time to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it really isn't.
My
yeah.
parents.
Who are probably dead. All right, we'll find them. We should go home.
All right. I'm almost done. Where do we put the sticks for these?
You just throw them.
On the ground, yeah?
Don't.
It's part of the earth.
But there's a fire.
Wood, and you, put, it's covered in put mud.
Them in put them in the trash.
Okay. Still I'll put them in the I'll
trash.
Go, I'll
just
go.
Put him on the weasel man. He's trash.
Yeah. Gaylene is an angel. An angel. She litters and she calls her friends trash. Angel.
Weasel man hates Gaylene.
That is very
why.
True. Yes.
I don't know, because she's really good at rolling dice.
That's true. How often does Gaylene roll dice?
I don't know. It's been a minute.
Home?
Yes.
Yeah, let's...
We having a sleepover.
You are not sleeping over.
I call top bunk.
God damn it.
The sad thing is you probably just replaced everything with bunk beds.
Even the desks. They're bunk desks for no reason.
It's just another desk.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's one of those, there are bunk beds where the bottom is a desk.
Yeah.
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 You make your way back to the shop, and you see the city guard is mobilizing. They've apparently been drilling for something like this, mm-hmm. so it's very efficient. And they're setting up checkpoints like and funnel points between different areas of the road so that for anybody to go down any street, they have to pass through multiple layers of guards, and they direct them where to go. It's like, where do you live? You live in this area, you're going to want to go left instead okay. because this person's going to check you out. It's kind of arduous. It takes a long time. There's long lines and stuff. And then when you finally get back to your shop, it's intact. And Obed is there.
Oh, boo.
Oh, hey, Obed.
Obi, we're having a sleepover.
Obed is slumped against the side of the building, just panting.
Nice of you to come back and do your job.
Yeah, it's a...
No, I'm actually impressed you found us. That's really good.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the big sign with our name on it.
He didn't know we were going to be here.
The names are wrong on that sign, too. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah, no, we noticed. We're taking care
okay,
of it.
Okay, okay.
That looks good to me.
So I hold the paper to, I guess, Esmond.
And then I politely hand it to Nesbitt. But no, that's how this goes.
Gaylene looks so confused.
Who is the manager?
I am the manager.
Nesbitt. Who is the real manager?
Read God that to it. All of us, please.
Out loud?
Yes.
You can read, Weasel Man.
I can read, yes. I didn't go to pig college, but I am a very knowledgeable man.
You went to community college.
He learned it on the streets.
All right, read the note.
Okay, so what the note says is it's not written in code. Delnet just wrote this down for you guys. She needs you to find out what's going on, find out where Bolovo is, because obviously a murder just happened.
Two murders. She doesn't even really know about the other one.
Oh, no, she does.
Okay.
Yeah, we mentioned both.
Paz. All right. Yeah, she talked about that. So if there's any Larson threat impending, figure it out and figure it out fast, like within the next week or so, because the strain that this puts on the city's resources is immense. And you start to realize that it's not just the city guard, but the fact that if there are Larsons out there that are wanting to do something, there's also the city of Seer right at the edge of the bay who now hate the Larsons because of what happened.
Yeah.
If a war is going to be fought, it shouldn't be fought in these streets.
Yeah, Paza really emphasized trying to get this done by the end of the week. Do you guys have any food? I'm really hungry.
You want some slappers?
Yeah, I got like half a slapper.
Yeah, he way overdid the ordering of the slappers. Because bear in mind, Gaitlyn ordered one flomper.
Yeah.
So six slappers for the
flompers, yeah.
The slappers are so good, though. They wriggle.
Obed takes it and looks at it. Yeah, yeah.
Slappers aren't as fulfilling.
More of a flopper guy, but I will... I guess beggars can't be choosers.
That is correct. So, get with you not choosing and eat the slapper.
You can share a bunk with Gaitlyn.
I call top bunk, Obi.
You are not sleeping over.
She at least has to leave the door open. Yeah. 5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
According to Delnet, our timeline on getting this situation resolved has greatly accelerated due to causes that are extremely not my fault. Also, Bolovo has been reestablished as a higher priority. I think the last thing that we heard about the external Lhasa threat was this place outside of town called Galrox Hill. So we should probably be moving in that direction.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Haunted house. Haunted house.
No, that's the other thing.
Not at the top of the list at the moment.
I'm just excited to kill some Lhasa.
As you know, I fucking hate Eshwin, so... yeah. By the way, like,
Poor Katie.
On that topic that we were talking about earlier, I had been thinking about my character in particular, and I'm wondering if he's just super racist in general or just against Eshwin.
That would be really funny, though, because it'd just be like, they're flying weasels. And you're like,
you're jealous.
Offense to that.
Fucking flappy rats.
All right, so Gaitlyn stays over with Obed. What are the sleeping arrangements?
There's some single rooms above the shop.
I'd say 4 rooms.
How many bunk beds?
Good movie.
Yeah, Tarantino's got one.
They would probably stay in Sito's room.
She is not into that. Just so you know, I mean, you're the boss as you live there, but you would definitely know. Well, Kelton may not realize anything.
Do you have like a couch in the room where people would sit down?
Like a receiving area?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
We would probably even have cots.
Well, Obi takes the couch.
I am still vehemently objecting to them staying.
That's fine.
You're not the manager.
God damn it.
It'd be really annoying to have to get us again in the morning, though, with the city and the state it's in.
Yeah. So there probably isn't a set of actual bunk beds.
What kind of house are you raising this child in?
Can we roll to see if
it's
Twister
an
exists?
Office, I think.
Even worse.
It'd be way better. In a boat. Mm-hmm. Let's say the night passes. You find a way to not kill Gaitlyn in the evening.
She, like, makes a nest or something, like her birds do, and she goes the fuck to sleep.
Just takes a bunch of our clothes without asking.
Night passes. We wake up, and what day is it again?
The 66th of Swordshine.
All right. The dawning of the 66th of Swordshine.
Short Stein.
There's the typical music that plays every time you wake up in this RPG.
I'm thinking like straight up Hell March from Red Alert.
Does Gaitlyn wake us up with her?
The local council of crowing begins their daily calls.
The guild.
the guild of Krex wake people up in the morning.
That could be a job.
I fucking hate those guys.
I mean, they're good at what they do, though, right?
All right. We definitely have to go investigate this Galrox Hill place. That's our biggest source of information at the moment. Do we want to make the rounds?
Should we send Obi out to check on Paz Tense?
No, I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah.
The memory of that.
Yeah, exactly. Kill Bill sirens are going off.
We can skip that for today. Should we ask around, see if anybody else has heard anything about this place? So far, the only information we got is from buddy Jerry Big Mouth.
So, what are we doing, yeah?
We're going to a birthday party.
It's your birthday party.
Stop it.
All right, plus one momentum.
Holy shit, good job.
Jesus. It's been a decade.
So is the city in like a state of martial law at this point, pretty much?
That seems like the likely scenario.
Yeah,
so,
I think,
we're going to get breakfast, yeah?
Yeah, we can get breakfast.
If any place is open.
Why wouldn't they be? It's breakfast time, yeah? The crows came squawking.
Well, I guess they're roosters, right?
Yeah.
The cocks.
Obi, can I borrow that sash?
I was given very specific instructions that this could not leave my neck.
I don't think that's true.
No, yep, totally. In fact, I was told that I would be left alone if I wore it.
So far, not working.
Not as well as I'd like.
We should just go outside.
Is Baby Bird coming or is she staying?
I think she's staying.
She's staying.
Yeah.
Ditto.
Is she grounded?
Yeah. I tried, but, you know.
Yeah.
Here's... While you were sleeping, I wrote down some homework for you.
Oh, my God.
So if you could go ahead and just get this done before we get back, and we'll consider that your work for the week.
And she takes the assignment from you, and she looks at Esmond, and then she looks at Nesbitt, aghast.
Nesbitt, you let him do this to me? In our home?
I wasn't actually paying attention to what he was doing. I was going to bed. But since it's there, yeah, do your fucking homework.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, you don't have to do it.
You don't have to do it either.
I mean, I actually wrote assignments for all of you guys if you want that.
Fucking dweeb.
Plus one.
Gosh, right. Diddly, Obi.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm going to stay here and do my homework.
No,
you guys tell me how it went.
You can get an extension on the due date and do your homework after we figure out this fucking Lawson thing.
All right.
Is that okay, Obi? Can he get an extension on his homework?
This is extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, I guess riots could, we'll work out some extra credit or something.
You see her, you hear Stitto shout down from her door up to the attic.
What percentage of their grade is it?
44, yeah?
That is substantial extra credit.
Significant.
As we goes up to Stitto's real quick.
Galen told you what to do, but you didn't listen.
Yeah, if someone gives you something you don't like, you throw it back at them and say, this is not what I wanted. I wanted Flompers extra mud.
So Esmond approaches Stitto's room.
Stitto, dear.
What?
I'm working on my homework.
Look, you don't have to do it. It's fine. I'll talk to Obed. But you have to stay in today. It's very dangerous outside.
What if it's rioting again?
Then that's reason to stay inside.
But you guys always get to riot.
That is more true than I like it. But if you could be good today and stay inside, stay in a trouble. I'll take you anywhere in the city you want to go.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Hooligan's hidey hole. Yeah.
Dildorium.
It's educational.
It's a heritage site. Yeah.
Delnet wants to demolish it, but he knows everybody will riot again.
It's actually on the National Registry at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be good.
All right.
And I'll finish the homework.
Again, you don't have to. It's fine.
No, I'll do it. Yeah. I'll finish it.
You're going to mess with them, aren't you?
I always do.
All right.
Bye, good girl. Studio. We'll see you unless we die.
Yeah, me too.
Bye, baby bird.
Is that your normal farewell?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Guess you set the expectations for
her. She's just used to adults dying around her, you know.
Oh, yeah, the parrot thing.
Yeah, preface. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking. Let's get a move on. Yes, Gaylene, we can get breakfast.
Yay!
And keep an ear out, see what folks are saying around town.
So we step outside the door. What do we see?
You see the street as normal, but messy because a bunch of people died in front of your shop.
Looks like the end of Gangs of New York.
Kind of, honestly. Like there's some soot, a couple scorch marks on the side corner of a building. You can look to your left and to your right, and on both sides you see that several hundred yards down, there are two guards at each end of the street.
All right.
Obed tightens his scarf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gaylene wants pasta for breakfast.
Pasta?
On a stick.
Impossible.
Oh, you can spear a bunch of macaroni.
Unreasonable person.
Actually, the shop is called Impostable. Yeah.
You're welcome.
So looking at the map of the city, there are six roads leading into the city past the main wall that surrounds it. Seven. My mistake. Your shop is at the northwestern edge of the wall. Okay. So when you walked out and looked at either end of your street, across from you is the wall.
Okay.
So the northwestern exit from the city is actually pretty close to where you guys are. You have the north by northwest exit near you, and then there's the northwest. Yeah. Then there's a northwest below. So to the right is the closest. To the left is still pretty close.
All right.
Closest?
Yeah.
So we're just going to start walking to the right.
Okay.
And
there's a pot sticker place on the way out. We'll go there.
All right.
They got a shell swine.
They got pasta.
They have dumplings.
So you make your way, and the guards are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, what's... state your business.
We're getting breakfast, y'all.
you look like you're leaving the city. You got... I mean,
we are. Guards.
Governor Delnet wants us to leave the city.
He lays eyes on Obed. And he's like, what's going on? What is this? What's going on here?
Oh... Yeah, how do we...
Look.
Leave it to Obi.
No one has pasta in a stick in this godforsaken town.
Look, pal, we have work to do. As you can see, it is official work. That's what that sash means, right? So, all due respect. All of it, that is due. If you would, to one side, please.
Look, I'm gonna have to call one second. Okay, I'm gonna get somebody over here. He like leans back down the main street and signals, and then you see somebody ride over on the back of a dillo, dressed a little more impressively. He's looking down at you. Let's randomize this one.
Okay.
Right. Just for next time we have to talk to a guard, we're not supposed to tell anyone we work for the city.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
he's wearing the sash.
Yeah, but it already happened. So,
he's literally wearing the governor's sash.
Can I turn to the other one and be like, okay, we want 20 dumplings and pasta on a stick.
Extra mud, y'all.
That's you just put floppers. Mud on everything?
That's for floppers, yeah.
You put mud on everything, y'all.
All right, you're going to have to go to a different store to get your mud.
It's like ordering ketchup at a Chinese restaurant. What are you talking about?
They got that, don't they?
Not usually, no.
Don't eat a Chinese restaurant that has ketchup.
Well, probably more like getting duck sauce out of McDonald's.
Ooh, they should, though.
Oh, for real.
That would be great.
Ooh. Has anybody tried fries and duck sauce?
Yes.
Okay.
It was great.
The person who shows up is a 77-year-old male Eshwin, who is one of the town guards. Yeah, it's been a rough day for him.
Holy shit.
A rough 2 days.
77. He's 77.
Yeah, he's getting too old for this shit.
He is definitely too old for this shit.
He's almost at 88, though.
Voiced by Danny Glover.
What?
God, please. That would be amazing.
Or Joe Pesci.
voiced by Gene Wilder.
Yeah!
Nice.
Let's hear your Gene Wilder voice.
What's going on here?
We need to leave the city.
To get breakfast, yeah?
Oh, everybody wants... Okay, we're not really letting people leave the city. Where did you get that sash?
A very nice lady with a horn gave it to me.
He's taken aback. He sits up on his dillo.
I think it was supposed to prevent... I think it was supposed to prevent interactions like this from happening, actually.
You gotta tell me where you got that. Did you get it yesterday?
Approximately yesterday, yeah.
Okay. That makes some sense.
Governor Gay on that day?
Hey, it's you, Latin.
Yeah.
Guff Latin. Look, you all seem like really nice people, but as...
Do we?
No, sir, you don't. Yeah. I'm kind of disinclined to let you out of here. It's hard to do Gene Wilder. He's got such a normal voice until he's yelling. Put the sash back. No, so he says, I think I'm going to need something written or anything like that to leave the city. I as lovely as you seem.
All right. Well, just between you and me, extremely just between you and me.
And he looks down at the other two guards and then looks at all the people with you. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah. This little note here, all right?
So, okay.
You recognize the handwriting there? You ever see anything written like that? Don't read it. It's mine.
Just look at one letter. Do you recognize that?
Just look at the fucking handwriting.
There are probably five people, sir, that whose handwriting I'd recognize if I saw it. And they're all in my family.
Are you...
You can read.
Indeed, I can.
You went to college.
Well, no, I didn't.
You learned on the streets like Weasel Man, yeah?
And he just kind of looks sad for a moment. He goes, yes, yes, I did. I did learn, yes.
Are you a Larson spy?
No, and I'm trying not to take offense to that because situation being as it may.
It just seems like stopping us would be something a Larson would do.
Does it?
Yes.
Well, would telling you to turn around and go home be something a Larson would do?
Yes.
It doesn't matter if I am or not, because that's what I'm telling you to do.
Okay.
But breakfast.
Look, this bird gets really hungry.
There are plenty of reputable businesses inside of the city.
None of them have pasta on a stick. I already asked, and they said no. They wanted to give me slappers.
Do you always eat out?
Well, I
don't. The wife and I saved a lot of money by...
You're married?
By hitting the market and making our own food.
Oh, you don't eat out, though.
All right, well...
Well...
Do you like your wife?
Uh-oh.
That is quite an odd question to ask me.
Just wondering.
I do, yes, I do, sir.
You
I
should go like see her.
I would be seeing her right now if I didn't have to keep people like you from getting out of the city.
Why?
We're worried. That
worried about what?
During this time of turmoil, mm-hmm. that unsavory people will get in or out of the city before they're properly vetted.
Vet us.
Okay. That's what we'll do. Where do you live? Let's go.
Right there.
Come on. You
the
lead the way.
The shop with our name on it.
Lead the way. We'll go to your shop.
Let's go.
Do they want to come to my boat?
No. They don't want to come to your boat.
So do I live at your house?
What do you do? Wait, you live on a boat?
Yeah.
How did you get here?
Oh, it's my legs.
So you don't live with them?
Not right now.
Okay, this is all starting to seem very suspicious.
She stayed the night during the riot.
Yeah, I had a sleepover.
Mm.
It's not
I
safe to go.
Strongly, but I was overridden somehow.
Because I said we should go to the boat, yeah? Because there's fire everywhere, yeah? And the boat is on the water, and they're like, we're not going to go on the boat.
I think I'm still going to need to see your place of business.
Yeah, come on. It's got a big sign with our name on it.
All right, yeah. Let's...
Maybe you've heard of me, Dr. Professor Kelton Mandergrove.
Roll. Give me a composure check. Difficulty 15.
Nope. Seven.
That's a negative.
No. I don't think you've heard of me either.
No, you didn't introduce yourself.
No, I didn't.
Why? Riding in your high armadillo.
I'm not getting off of it. This is where I this is where I remain.
He rides the armadillo into your house.
You do realize not introducing yourself is really suspicious, right?
Yes, I do.
You should probably go back to your home then.
Are you mind tricking you?
He says, let's go see this shop.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
And he motions to one of the guards to come with him. And the other one motions for a replacement. And they follow you. One full Adillo and the other one afoot.
All right, pal. Look, this is where we do our business over here. We are contractors. People ask for our assistance. We do private investigation. We do various things. Mostly the private investigating with our star detective, Professor Detective.
Manager.
Sometimes our friend Bolovo helps us.
Your friend Bolovo?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll call him that.
You know, have you seen him lately?
No. Have you seen him?
I was wondering if you're friends with him.
Actually, frankly, we are very concerned, and that was pretty high on our priorities of finding out what happened to him. That's part of our investigating situation is...
You see him hop off the Dillo. You were asked to investigate Bolovo?
Well, we're supposed to find him.
Yes.
You don't really investigate Bolovo.
Right, and you believe he's outside of the city?
Very much so.
We are very confident.
I just don't have a way to verify that. I could take you to the local station, and can you tell us who told you to investigate?
Honestly, we cannot.
Can I whisper it in your ear?
I think you can say it from this distance. If you would like your friends to leave, they may.
No, your friend. If your buddy there would walk away like 20 paces.
He looks at his friend. No, his... Yeah. It's not his friend. His subordinate. And then he turns back and he goes, I just don't trust any of you.
I don't get it.
No, fair enough.
That's so hurtful.
You want a copy of my book?
Yes.
Okay.
He can read, yeah.
Kelton's going to go inside and get him a copy of the book.
Okay. He's going to wait out here with you. This is strange. I have to say, I'm wasting a lot of time on
I
this.
I know. I were.
Yeah.
We're supposed to go to a birthday party after breakfast.
I'm not sure. Like, I mean, we
I was botched gonna, this hard at the yeah. beginning. Yeah, it was yeah. terrible.
Yeah.
We didn't murder anybody, so...
Yeah, yeah, and we definitely want to try avoiding that this time.
Yes.
Like... Working really hard.
Or, I don't know, look, maybe blowing our cover, or...
I have an idea. What if we got a lot of people in the city mad? And...
I've already thought about...
caused a lot of ruckus.
Everybody, this guy's a Larson spy. This guy killed...
You're yelling that from your second story?
Yeah.
That's really what you went to go do.
Did you get a book, or no?
He's still in there getting one.
Okay.
Figured to give you guys time to actually do something productive.
Yeah, but no.
By removing yourself from the situation.
Yeah.
You dug a hole, then you left. It's whatever.
Do we have an option?
I mean, I showed him my sash that was supposed to prevent this from happening, but it happened, so.
Showed him the letter.
Yeah, you asked him not to read it.
Yeah, that's true.
Stitto sees you come in, and she's sitting on the couch doing homework, and she looks up. Kelton, what's going on? Who's that outside?
A cab, am I right?
You guys just left. I don't know.
We're trying.
What's happening?
Town guard.
They're stopping people from leaving?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what do they want? Like, are they letting anybody through?
They want to vet us, whatever that means.
Oh. Well, we've got, like, business licenses and stuff.
We do?
Yeah. I do our taxes.
No way.
Yeah.
Could you get that for me?
Yeah. Hang on. And she walks over to a cabinet, opens the cabinet, pulls out some papers, official things. She said, I've got copies. Here, just give them these. This is our business. Was he shaking us down? What's going on?
No, he just, like, wants to make sure we're not Larson spies. But get this.
Yeah?
He's a bat. Can you believe that?
And she shakes her head, and she's like, you know,
Flappy Rat kind of talked to me, right?
I'm bad influence.
just give him these.
Okay.
There are perfectly respectable you're an adult. You should know better.
Okay. Thank you for this, but do me a favor. Take that homework.
Yeah.
Set it on fire.
I think that's the plan. Once it's done.
Ooh, in front of him?
I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, I like you. Okay, I'm going to take these outside.
So he grabs a copy of his book. Nice, shiny one.
Oh, good.
Okay. And the business license.
Does he sign the book?
No.
Oh, because he doesn't know who to sign it to.
Rude.
Also, he might not know how to write.
He wrote a book.
I know a lot of people who can't really write books.
I'm one of the few people who's written more books than he's read.
All right, so Kelton's going to go out with the book and the business license.
Okay, so you hand it to the guard captain, and he takes it. Oh, what is... Why? That's great, thank you for the book, but this all checks out. Why are you acting so suspiciously?
We're not. This is just the way we are.
Yeah, look, apologies if there was a misunderstanding, but yeah, we
are. It's been a weird couple days. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah. Hell of a game, though, right?
I'm sorry?
Hell of a game, though, right?
Yes, it was.
But I guess you, did you go to the game?
Well, I was stationed outside. I got to hear about it. But, you know, sirs, the...
Are you a big Lockjaw fan?
I'm a Geists fan, you know?
Ooh.
And
ah.
I don't think there's any happy fan of either team today. They're all locked up, you know? we had to arrest them for their own safety.
Yeah.
Who knows when we're getting free? I mean,
rioting, right? That's not cool in like a civil society.
The riot was difficult, yes, but we're more concerned about the backlash to the murder. Like, if we set them free, they might be murdered in the streets anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty concerning. Definitely don't want that to happen.
Murder is wrong. I say that a lot.
I get the feeling that you do.
Are we, like, can I bring that back inside, or...
Yes, sure. And he hands the paperwork back to you.
Yeah.
Right. And the book.
And the book. Here.
Yeah.
You should read it.
I should.
It's riveting. Give it to your wife.
My wife that I care very much for?
Yes.
I'll share it with her.
This is Boomtown.
My wife, who I love.
Okay, fine. Look, this is great and all, but I'm going to need... Who are you going to go see out there? I need a statement of purpose.
We're looking for Bolivo. As we have said, we have done work with Bolivo in the past, and we had some business with him semi-recently and haven't seen him in a while. We are concerned, especially after all that's happened. We just need to get out and try to find a man.
Well, what makes you think he's not in the city? That's the last place he was seen, according to what they told us.
Through our initial investigation, we think he's in the outlying area.
Well, all right. Well, where are you starting so that I have something to report?
We're going to be heading to the north.
We should have said to the south.
I was going to say...
We are spies.
You should say, yeah, you should really say that hill that you accidentally said that you said you were going to save for later.
Yeah.
Like, you can lie. This is the
thing. That's true. Yeah,
you are a scoundrel and a literal weasel.
Yeah, I
make out point.
I'm not sure why that make out point. Yeah.
What are you making out?
You, Gaylene, I love you.
There's a lie. See, you're good at it.
Oh man, that was really funny.
All right, we're gonna be heading out that gate there, straight west.
Okay. Do you want anyone to accompany you?
Honestly, no. I appreciate the thought, but we've worked independently for a very long time. We bounce off each other really well.
Also, I think an armed guard would attract attention.
We're also concerned about the city, and you're obviously investing a lot of time doing really important things like make us walk all the way back here and and ignore this really cool sash that I have.
You don't think that sash will attract attention?
I mean, it was supposed to help me in the city. I can put it away once I get outside.
Okay. Sure. We'll see you to the gate.
Thank you. All right.
We appreciate it.
And your name?
My name is Captain...
Pickled Ligament.
Soldo.
Okay.
Captain Soldo. Thank you for
That's
your help.
That's me.
Today... I wish you the best of luck with your armadillo.
And wife.
And my book.
Thank you. She's doing well.
I'm glad to hear that.
How's your wife?
as I just said, she's doing well.
And before we leave.
Oh, God.
Crumpers or slappers?
Slappers.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm getting distracted. Yes, let's get you to the gate. Takes you to the gate. Set you outside. Just outside the gate is an enormous amount of burrows that are not within the city walls. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly a shanty town, but farmers who don't want to live on their farmland live here. And it has its own separate markets and things like that. Things that are easy to get outside the city that are inexpensive, usually people come out here to purchase them and eat them and that kind of thing. So if you were to go to a big, like, radish festival, it would be out here.
Nice.
When is the Radish Festival?
When is the Radish Festival? It's probably in Red Moot.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So let's say...
The 24th?
Hold on.
I hope we play it this long enough to go to the Radish Festival.
The 3rd of Red Moot.
We are close.
Yeah. So you see, you go outside and you see that they're already kind of setting up signs for the upcoming Radish Festival.
I'm so excited.
People are dyeing silk sheets for the tents that they're going to use.
You just meant
people are dying.
Should we postpone the Radish Festival?
Never.
Never.
God rest your brother's soul. He wouldn't want us to stop the Radish Festival.
If we stop it, they've won.
Who's they?
You know.
Rioters.
The sauerkraut people.
Oh, I hate them.
Bastards. That was easy.
I can't believe how bad a job we did. That was amazing. Okay.
I thought that went well. I thought we were going to have to kill that guy and his wife.
Does Kelton actually think that Dillo is his wife?
No. I was going to go kill his wife and then tell him that someone killed his wife. And then he would go there and we'd get out.
By the way, as you walked out of the gate, the other two guards looked totally confused why you guys were vetted and how that was possible.
Yeah.
Do we make a stop here in this outcropping area, or do we...
Well, we need to get breakfast, yeah, or we'll never hear the end of it.
Well, do they have any places that might be a source of information or out here where we think we could ask if anyone has seen
we'll find if there's like a rowdy breakfast place, like a...
The rowdy breakfast place. I like that.
Yeah, man.
You know they're eating radishes.
The rowdy radish. Yeah. Rowdy radish piper.
Well, let's say you guys would know someone, right? Like you
this
would,
is our town, right?
Yeah, it's your town.
That's true.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So
it's not like our knowledge disappears as soon as we leave the gate.
So. Right.
Yeah, why would...
Wait, yours does it?
Nesbitt would have a couple bars and stuff around, you know?
The best bars are probably out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live nude wrestling.
Covered in mud and mud.
Ooh.
Double mud.
All right, there's a really good brunch pub out here. We'll grab a bite to eat and keep our ear out.
We're going to mimose.
Hell yeah.
Chat, I need the name of a breakfast place on the outskirts of town. You guys know the proprietor of this place is a very shady, shady dude. All
right.
But loves breakfast. Like, just can't, like, passionate about it, but definitely it's a front for all the other backroom dealings.
I feel that shadiness and breakfast also often go together.
I feel exact opposite, actually. I feel like the most wholesome thing I've ever eaten is breakfast. Like,
yeah, the least wholesome thing I've ever eaten is breakfast at 5 a.m. when I haven't slept.
So we're going to use a Patreon created character for the...
Yay! All right.
Yeah, yeah.
The proprietor of this place. It's probably going to be a little awkward because you know that it is an Eshwin.
It always is.
Mm-hmm. Chat, do we have a name for this place yet? Okay, we'll check back in. So you know this place is owned and operated by Dearth the All-Hearing.
Ooh.
Dearth the All-Hearing.
Who is
that sounds like really beneficial.
Yeah, he's a desert long-eared bat wearing a hooded cloak with two holes for his ears and carries around a spear.
And he's a great short-order cook.
Phenomenal. You would know that if you were trying to get something into the city... Or out of the city, Dearth's the one to talk to. The group of you walk up.
Oh, Nesbitt, what are you buying?
Oh, my God.
Dearth, good to see you. Some radish browns for all of my crew here. Requisite breakfast ale.
Pasta on a stick.
Pasta on a stick. Let's see what I've got.
He goes in the back.
Okay, I found some big ziti. I can fry it, put it on the stick.
With mud sauce, yeah?
Mud sauce. Huh. I never thought of that.
I'm a thinker.
No, she isn't.
That is exactly what she is. Yeah.
That's a good order. All right. He goes back and starts cooking for you guys. Comes out and it's, think of it like a Japanese, like, walk-in sushi restaurant. Like, it's real small. It's just a table, like the ramen place.
Like the counter.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're all seated up there.
It's a Waffle House.
Yeah, and he's shredding radishes. You know, he's a rebel. Takes a little sauerkraut out, puts it on top of the radishes.
Whoa.
That's my secret. They hate it.
Dearth, you are a fucking wild man.
Don't I know it.
So, man, all this shit with the geists, the Lhasa.
Don't get me started.
I don't know. I'm already started, man. I've been...
Yeah, we haven't stopped.
Oh, what do you think you hear about the that city of Seer?
Yeah, that's some shit too, huh?
You hear that they're pulling closer to shore after this?
We witnessed movement, in fact. It is concerning. What have you heard?
Well, you know me. I hear everything.
I have heard that about you, yeah.
I've heard that they're probably going to pressure the government here to let them start fishing around sooner, because they want to say that the Larsons are going to try to impose on their birthright. And that's why they killed the skimmer. I mean, I don't get it, but that's what they're saying.
That sounds like it's going to be a mess. You concerned?
Well, you know me. I mean, nothing really, you know. Anything happens around here, I just, you know, keep on trucking. Everybody wants radishes.
That is true.
Most importantly, everybody wants breakfast. By the way, here you go.
Ah.
How is it, by the way? You all are pretty
I like
light.
It. I like the radish and the other secret ingredient.
Oh, and he winks under his hood.
Very bold touch. So you heard about that. What is Lhasa involved in all of this? Like, where did, how are they responding?
And he looks at the only other patron that hasn't gotten up and left yet, presents the bill. On the house, mate. The guy picks it up and looks at it, and it's a smiley face on the bill with nothing written. He goes, are you serious? You have a great day. Thank you. And takes off. What I heard, the Larsons actually didn't do this. Yesterday, during the riot, the Larson ambassador, he had this bigger Talon, I think, the bodyguard, huge fella. You probably saw him at the game.
I don't recall, but sounds like a scary fella.
He's real scary. Well, I caught sight of him leaving the city during the riot.
Really?
Yeah, he seemed real upset. Stopped by, still got breakfast. couldn't get anything out of him. But got the impression he was not happy with what happened.
Do you know anything about where he was heading?
He headed north. I mean, look, what have you got for me?
I'll buy that guy's breakfast.
We could say, what's a bodyguard doing without his charge?
I don't know, maybe he got fired?
Maybe.
Sounds plausible. Sounds real plausible.
Yeah, I mean, something else could happen, but, you know, I'm not going to speculate for free.
All right.
What if we could confirm that the ambassador isn't in the realm of the living?
What if you could confirm that?
Yeah.
If you've got information, I might have, but I really got to know. What are you selling?
He's dead.
He's dead? How do you know that?
You ever see, was listening to the episode on the way, I totally forgot that I have this bracelet that I snagged off of.
Yep.
You ever see some jewelry look a little bit like this?
Takes it out of your hands. It looks like, look at that. That is fancy, isn't it? And yes, I have seen that.
All right.
I kind of...
What do you heard about it?
Well, about this piece specifically, only about its owner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe somebody that Talon would be upset to be missing right now.
Okay. Well, that seems plausible.
But
listen,
I can be as specific as you want, but you got to be specific with me. No one's here. I'd hear him.
All right. Look, Dearth, I'm sorry. I've been being coy. Ajax is dead. We saw him in the embassy. We were there. He's dead.
I know I'm not supposed to ask, but did you?
Nope. Believe it or not, wasn't me.
I find it hard to believe.
The autopsy report will say he's not immolated, so it's not our style.
Yeah, I haven't figured out how to completely fuse a neck.
That wasn't him.
What is that? What are you talking about?
There was a guy with his neck.
All right, man.
Fuse closed.
While you're here hearing things from us, Rally Guantemo, he's dead too.
You're kidding me.
Could I have seconds?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Hey, I want all the details. You want to reuse the stick? I've got extra. You don't need to.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I'll go
this
get you another
just,
one.
This is delicious.
She's already thrown the sticks on the ground.
And he comes back with armfuls of extra food. Keep talking.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Things got real weird that day. We got caught up in the moment. We went to the embassy. We found Ajax's corpse. We found Rally Guantemo looking like he died of magic or something. I don't know, man.
What kind of magic? I do a little, you know, myself.
Do you? All right. You know anything about a way to remove a head without making it look like it was traumatically removed? Like it was just kind of not there.
He kind of leans back and he's like,
like, you know when you usually cut someone's head off and
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
blood and all that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was just skin.
Was it, no, was it blood around him or nothing like that?
That's a negative.
Oh, it can't be. I mean, that's... I only heard, like, rumors. Well, it's a bit strange, but there's an old ritual. I don't... No, this is me. I don't know it's this, okay?
But you've heard it.
I've heard about... Yeah, if it's been spoken, I've heard it. That there's a way to take someone's head so you can ask it questions later.
Gross.
That's pretty cool, though.
He's really cool.
What would you ask him?
Me?
Yeah.
I'll ask him who killed him.
I think they probably already know.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not me. But it's you said it was the governor.
Oh, Rallid, yeah.
Oh, maybe. I bet he knows all kinds of things.
Yeah, seems like he would. Oh, before we go, you seen Bolivar around lately?
I haven't seen him. But there were Larsons coming back and forth asking about him. You know what? I'll give you this bit for free. Every spy that I've seen leave this city doesn't come back.
Fascinating.
This is over the past 2 months. But the Larsons who leave and go north, and they come back all the time.
Is this birthday party this big, y'all? Yeah?
This is the first I'm hearing about a birthday party.
It's Bolivar's birthday.
We're going to his party, y'all.
There, this runs.
No, it's not. His birthday isn't dwindling. You lying asshole.
Hold on. And he runs back and he grabs that calendar. And he's got a big circle around Bolivar's birthday. So, I don't think he gave you wrong information, mate.
Well, he's Bolivar, you know.
I do.
You know, like one time I almost pushed him off a cliff, but I didn't.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That confirms a couple things, I think.
You see him pull out a little notepad and start writing.
What are you writing?
A shopping list for his birthday party.
Oh, when is his birthday?
It's the 22nd of dwindling.
Dwindling? That's a long time away.
Yeah, you know, but...
You should read the list and wait to see if we already have those things.
Oh, it's...
We don't want to both get him the same thing.
No, I'm buying... The stuff I'm buying is all big, yeah.
Oh.
You're not carrying anything that big.
Take some of these snacks with us, yeah, for the party?
You know, you can have extra mess here. You know, you're the first person to ask for it, so I'm going to name it after you. What do you call it?
Everyone just look at her right now.
Well, my name is Gaylene Cecilia Gull.
Yeah, how about the Gaylene special?
You would do that for me?
Well, you just did this for me.
Gaylene's heart grows 3 sizes bigger.
She has a heart attack.
All the fried food she's made. Gaylene's cholesterol is just
through the roof.
Do you know of a way to get to Galrock's Hill relatively quickly while also avoiding too much of the foot traffic?
You know, so it is Galrock's Hill, you think?
I think it's Galrock's Hill. I've
been hearing a lot about it. Okay. Yeah, you're going to want to go north a bit. You have to pass through a couple of villages and stuff like that. The road's pretty untraveled. The problem is that you might encounter Larsons coming back and no one else, apparently.
That sounds concerning. All right. Dearth, as always, you have been a marvel of information, and we appreciate you and your radish brands.
Yeah, and the best breakfast I've had.
Well, shucks. All right, but...
Are you doing anything special for the Radish Festival?
Oh, I don't want to spoil it, because Lord knows me better than anybody. As soon as it's spoken aloud, the whole town knows about it.
Yeah.
So, yes, is the short answer.
Okay. Don't tell anyone we were here.
Oh, no, I'm a listener, not a speaker. Thank you for your patronage. Galene special, and it'll be nice.
And throw a little extra down. I don't know what the meal cost, but throw a tip.
Oh, okay, yeah. Awesome. So. And opens his coat, mm-hmm. showing many breakfast cooking implements, and puts it in a special pocket.
Hash brown pocket. That's brilliant.
Don't give away all my secrets.
Chat, did we have a name for his restaurant?
Yes, we had Dearth's All Feeding by Miss Ginky Art, and then Big Bag Shadow Man with Dusky Outskirts.
Dusky Outskirts. I like Dusky Outskirts. I want to save that for like a bar.
A bar, yeah.
Or something like that. I'll make note of that. Dusky Outskirts, we'll use that. But Dearth's All Feeding... I think we'll stick with that. So you get up off your stools, you get on the road, and you head away from Dearth's All Feeding in the morning light towards Galrock's Hill, and that's where we will stop it tonight.
Yay!
Thank you, everybody. Chat, you're beautiful. So thank you. We love you. Mwah.
You're almost as pretty as I am.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all for listening. If you enjoyed this program, please consider checking out our Patreon at patreon.com/RPGFS. Or our sister podcast, RPG From Scratch, where we design the game that you hear us play. Patrons of our podcast get many benefits, including all the content that we cut out of our design episodes and layliners before we go live. Patrons also get character sheets to make their own characters and the rule books for this game as we release them. Patrons at the $10 tier get to create the awesome custom NPCs that our characters interact with. If you want to jump in chat and make suggestions while we're live, you can check us out on twitch.tv/RPGFromScratch. We stream every other Friday. For news and updates, check us out on Twitter. We are at Homebrew Hombres. On Facebook, we are facebook.com/RPGFS. And on Instagram, we are RPG From Scratch. And that's all one word. Thank you again for listening. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.